Blog Talk Radio.
It's the streets. I'm tired of what's going on out here, man. The streets is talking. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weights to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained. Front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not on
the streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. August 11, 2014. We going in today. I'm kind of ticked off. We talking about sports and entertainment. I'm challenging all my athletes, man. We got over 30, 40,000 listeners. You know what I mean? In a lot of different countries, too. Man, I'm challenging everybody. I'm challenging them, bro. But before I challenge them, man, I just want to say what the deal to the world, man. You know what I mean? And what's up to you, man? How you doing on this Monday evening?
Oh, it's Monday, man. The weekend is over. Got week two out the way as far as the preseason goes. I mean, man, it's a lot of stuff going on in the news. What's up with Greg Oden punching his girl in the face? Oh, my goodness. Is there really a quarterback competition in Cleveland, in the New York Jets organization? Ah, man, I mean, there's so many, you know, quarterback competitions going on leading up, you know, the week one of the regular season. We still got about 2.5, 3 more weeks to go before we find out who's going to really be that number one dude. And, you know, It's going down, man. We got basketball news, football news, baseball news. What's up with you, Boogie?
Man, I got world news. I got world news, and I'm kind of ticked off tonight, man. I want all my athletes and entertainers, they need to stand up. We need to stand up. Everybody's talking about all this rioting and education. Where's my black leaders at? And I said this on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all my pages. Look them up. Look them up. I'm tired of these athletes and entertainers taking a back seat and scared to take a pay cut. Do what they did a long time ago and hurt white America's money, man. You rioting and all that, that ain't going to do nothing. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to rebuild and charge you even more.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm challenging my entertainers and athletes. I was just talking to somebody. You know what? If all black America, because we kind of like this, you know, minority kind of. Listen to me, kind of.
We are the minority.
If we protested the gas don't go to work for a month and say that we can't go to work because of the gas and hurt their pockets, what they gonna do, bro? They gonna lower the gas. And you know, after the Trey Martin situation, the Trayvon Martin situation, it went dormant. And after this, after a year, we're going to pout now. We're going to do all this. And we're going to have our, and I call them fake thugs. We're going to have our fake leaders go up there and get to talking about what they done, this and that. And ain't nothing going to happen. Like I said before, like Biggie Small said, are you ready to die? Because when you're ready to die, then you can make some noise. When you ready to when you making noise in the world, they gonna try to assassinate you, man. And I ain't talking about your character. I'm talking about they trying to assassinate you so we won't make a turn. Every time we try to get up on our feet and transition, and as we would say, fight the power, what they do to our leaders. Think about it. Look at our youth right now. Just think if Tupac Shakur was still alive. See, we call this thing rap now. It's not hip-hop anymore. It's rap. We selling our souls, man. We thinking, and listen to this, the world only sees black America win. When we looting, when we fighting, when we doing something that's not productive. And they only see athletes and entertainers. Man, somebody stand up out there. Somebody stand up. I'm tired of it. Only thing we post on Instagram is everything is shout out to Robin Williams. Let him rest in peace. What about all the black youth who've been gunned down or choked to death in America?
Not Iraq.
Not Iraq. Not in Africa. We talking about where we live at. This our motherland, ain't it? I'm sick of it, man. When we going to make a change? And when I talk about a change, I'm not talking, seeing, and somebody talking told me, they commented on one of my blogs, what I said, why should we ready to die? I said, you know why? Because when you a threat to their intelligence, they're going to try to assassinate you, whether it be you or your character. Street question of the night, Ro. Street question of the night. What athlete going to stand up? I ain't heard Kevin Durant. I ain't heard LeBron James. I ain't heard none of my black athletes stand up. And I ain't talking about just put a hood on. We just going to put a hood on for Trayvon Martin. No, man. And this kid was going to college. Did you see the pictures they put up of that young man? They didn't put up him in a cap and gown. They didn't put up his acceptance letter to college. They put up some pictures that I don't even, you know, this media thing, man, let me stop. But anyway, Ro, you have any comments about what I just said, man?
Yeah, man, El Boogie, I know I can tell that you on a whole another level, but you gotta introduce the world for those that don't know what's going on. You just started going ham, brother. So for those that don't know the story of the reason why El Boogie so, you know, on another level right now is because there was a police officer, or excuse me, there was an incident in St. Louis, Missouri over the weekend where a police officer, a white police officer, gunned down an 18-year-old black young man by the name of Michael Brown. Gunned him down, didn't have any weapons. The officer told him to freeze, put your hands in the air. Michael Brown put his hands in the air. Was not armed whatsoever. Was standing in plain view sight of the police officer, and the police officer let him have it. Like El Boogie said, this guy was a young man that was about to go to college, had a scholarship to go to college, not as an athlete, but as a student. So we know that, you know, he had his mind and what he had some goals in mind. And he was gunned down, and over the weekend, the people of St. Louis started rioting. And that's where El Boogie comes in this evening going ham. And if you don't understand what he's talking about now, get a clue. Turn on your TV. Put it on CNN. Put it on whatever you need to put it on, because put it on your local news, because this information is out there. And like El Boogie say, which one of these athletes go stand up? I don't know, El Boogie. I can't answer that question. But I hope that we, you know, as a whole, get it together. Because just a month and a half back, we had another individual gunned down, just in a different state, with unarmed by a police officer, teenager. So, you know, what El Boogie is talking about, we need these people who not only make all this money, but you need to put yourself out there and represent the people who are taking this punishment for no apparent reason. So for those that didn't know what was going on, it's all about Michael Brown. Michael Brown was an 18-year-old African-American man who was gunned down by a white police officer in St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri, then started rioting, and the parents for Michael Brown are all on the news saying, please, we don't want violence. We just want justice. But when we get justice, everybody, come on, man. The police officer, they haven't given up his name, and right now he is suspended on, you know, for on a leave of absence while this case is going up under his head.
And he's being paid for it. He's suspended with pay. He's suspended
so there
with
you
pay.
Have it. Will there be justice? Will there be justice? We're going to find out. But St.
Louis. Let me say one more thing, bro. It's an incident here in Cleveland, Ohio. They chased a young lady and a man on a high-speed chase. These two were impaired, mentally impaired. They chased them down, shot up the car. They had no weapons in it. Two police officers got a dot. Let me tell you how many holes was in the car, Ro. 136 holes. And guess what the family did? See, this is why I say I don't know where we are. Like Deion Sanders say, must be the money. Because guess what these guys did? The family settled out of court for the money, for the dough. We got to set a statement. Put these cops in jail. Let them be in there. They murdering. So when somebody defends themselves and shoots a cop back and kills him, what does that man get? He gets life,
yeah.
Maybe triple or double. And his family still gets paid. Why can't that happen for society, man? I'm tired of it,
yeah.
Man. We better make a stand. I'm about to make a stand, man. And if these athletes don't make a stand, I got a platform. The streets is talking, and I'm a talk for them. This is not a hoax. You see what's going on? They just choked a man out in New York State. Just choked him. And we got all these guys, Al Sharpton. We got all these guys, media chasers. Come on. Education ain't going to do it. Education is not going to do it. Money. Take their money away and do some things. Stop buying from these guys. Louis Vuitton, all these people, they laugh at you because you spend $300 on a belt knowing you can't afford it, and it ain't for you. Anyway, man, let's get on with it, man. I'm on one. I'm gonna keep throwing some jewels, though. I'm gonna keep throwing some jewels to the world.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna keep throwing
it's a crazy situation to have that happen, especially in St. Louis, Missouri, right around this time, man. The end of, you know, the kids' summer, where everybody's getting ready to go back to school and get it cracking. And like you say, this guy was 18 years old, and, you know, now we have to go through this tragic situation. And Missouri, stand up, man. Come together as a whole. Don't be rioting, because the only thing I don't like about the rioting, L Boogie, is that we riot our own places, our own place that we go to get food every day, that we go shopping every day to pick up, you know, what we need that are necessary. So I just hope that they don't tear it up, man. I hope they can, you know, come to bay with, you know, exactly what. I know it's gonna be tough to, you know, to forget, but you can't tear up your city just because of what some idiot has done. Like you say, El Boogie, don't tear up the city, take it out. You know, don't go to those gas stations. Don't go to the grocery. I mean, just don't go. Watch and see what happens. Once they rebuild, they're going to charge you the regular prices, but the taxes, they are going to be so high because they had to put back in the rebuilding. So I'm with you. Ease up on the rioting, and let's hit these people where it really hurts. And we know where it hurts. You got to register to vote. You gotta be able to do certain things, man, to get yourself in there so where you can be heard. This social media is cool, but it ain't everything. You can get a lot put out there on the social media, on the social network, but it's gotta be more than that. So come on, St. Louis, don't let me down. Don't tear up your city. I don't want to see your city on fire, man. Let's get it together. They gonna get it together, El Boogie. I promise you that. They gonna. I think this one's going to be a little bit different than the rest of them. So I'm just hoping, you know, I shout out straight from the street. It woke WWDO, What We Do Radio, man. Our condolences to the Browns out there in Missouri, man.
Man, condolences to the Brown family, man. And when we come back from our commercial, we're going to talk some sports. I just had to get that out there. It's you know, it's a dirty game. The streets is talking sports talk radio with a twist of hip hop. 347-855-8896. And guess what I'm doing? I'm telling the world to tell another world to tell a third world. Country. It's the streets, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm the hip-hop plus the soul shocker. That was indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes are packed. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second, 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. Let's do a sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Wrecker. Turn on my callers and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? So what you saying?
box of box MCs and jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine in 99. Because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch the flick at the movies, danceable. Cause I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack. So I won't lack on my solid deck. And then deadly as crack. While I'm playing music, playing the sucker's lane. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call us cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Droppin' hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
check the billboard.
People round town talking this and that. How we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying? No, not, not, he's down here. Oh, is it? It's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder. No foul, no boots, no boots, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. At least the verse says, yo, I am
so amazing, and I've been waiting
for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double, and me and PMU's like the funky fresh cup. I fight fire with fire, that's why I'm mostly tired. When we needed the pitch, boy, you was high, you was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines, and if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time, that's why I most resign, sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline, sip a Pepsi or Coke, with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-o, and then I go for mine, so what you saying?
We back. The streets is talk, sports talk show, what is hip-hop? 347-855-8896. Get at us on blogtalkradio.com. You know, if you missed the show, you can always podcast us too when you go to that site. WWDO. You know, we syndicated down there in ATL, man. And I hope they're listening to us. You know what I mean? We gotta make a stance. Put your feet in the stands, man. Don't sell out for the money. That's all we doing, selling out for the money. And speaking of money, yo, Ro, how did you feel or how did you think? What was your evaluation of Johnny Money Manziel on Saturday night, man? How do you think he did? And, you know, he's splitting some first-team reps next game, next Monday night. So what do you think about Johnny Money's performance?
Man, L Boogie, I will say this. Before the season even started, we were all, I mean, one of the street questions of the night, would Johnny be the starter week one? I mean, I don't know how to read into it, L Boogie, out there in Cleveland between the general, the head, the owner, the general manager, and the head coach, because they all say, they all been telling me something different. You know what I mean? And what I saw over the weekend was just typical Johnny Money. Now, I've been listening to a lot of different shows, you know, ESPN radio and a little KTAR 620 out here. And you know, these guys are all talking, oh, Johnny, he's playing with the – I want to see what he's going to do with the first string. He's only doing it against guys who are second, third stringers. And I'm like, so? These people in the NFL, and it's one job that you have to do on defense, tackle the dude with the ball. Now, I know that some of these guys that are third string and fourth, Johnny wasn't playing against no third and fourth string players, man. The guys that were on the defense were still first and second teamers. So I'm trying to figure out where everybody's trying to, you know, comment on Johnny. What I saw was a typical Johnny Money situation. When things don't go good, he makes something happen.
This is the NFL. He's going to get caught. He got caught in college. But it almost appears that when he's playing, they make a mistake just to see how Johnny's going to react to a certain situation. And what we saw on Saturday was Johnny being Johnny. Will he be star? I said in the beginning that I don't think he'd be star week one. I thought maybe he'd get it, you know, week three, week four. I don't know, L Boogie. This dude might be starting week one. He might be starting week one, L Boogie, because his name, you can say what you want about Johnny Manziel, but when he gets in between them lines, it's a whole nother Johnny. So he might be starting week one. I was impressed. I mean, it's not in preseason. You're not going to get a lot of snaps. So I was impressed. That's what I'm going to say. I like Johnny. I don't see what people are so up in arms on Johnny for. You know, Johnny's going to be Johnny. He's going to come in and take that boy job quick. I think it's over, man. You got a new coach, so you might as well just throw the new quarterback in. That's how I feel. You think he's going to start week one?
Yes, I do. Hold on 1 second, Ro. I need you to talk to the world for about 30 more seconds. I have a situation, so please talk to the world for 30 more seconds.
L Boogie down.
All right, Ro, I'm back.
Down. Okay. There you are.
Johnny Money. I think Johnny Money will start week one. If he's on the same plane as Hoyer, Who the people coming to see and paying their tickets to see? Johnny Money.
I disagree with that. You can go out there, Cleveland fans gonna come.
You know what I mean? But I just got a kite. It don't matter if they threw me out there with a torn Achilles. And the Cleveland Browns fans coming to the game. They coming to the game. But because it's Johnny Money, back to that, he did do well. He needs to understand, even though they're not open, they're still open, you got to throw them open, Johnny. And I think starting off it was a little fast for him, but I think he got the hang of it, and he did well. Those attributes, those intricate things that he does as far as his capability and getting out that pocket and picking up first downs on third and eight and scrambling, that hurts the defense. You know, that gets them tired. They don't know what's going to happen, what they're going to do. So I think that was great. Another question about the Browns game. Josh Gunter-Gordon, he played. He started. Why? They know something we don't know? Why is he getting reps?
Because, you know, he's suspended for the regular season. And even though they had their little hearing for Josh Gordon, it was still going on. Now, I agree with what Chef said on Friday. You saw him on Saturday over the weekend, but that's the last time you're going to see him in a Browns uniform. I mean, they gave him a chance to play, L Boogie. And until, you know, they make that, until they hear his appeal or make a decision on it, I mean, hey, you might as well get as much time in the grass as you can, because we know it's going to be over, dog. He ain't going to be playing during the regular season, so he might as well get as many touches and as many reps as he can right now, because it ain't going to happen when the season starts.
Yeah, it's not going to happen when the season starts. Let me ask you this. McCown over there in Tampa didn't look too hot. What do you think? You think he's going to get it together by regular season?
This is what preseason is for, L Boogie. You know, to work it all out, get into game shape, and you know we tend to judge these guys highly off preseason, and I mean, you know, these guys don't get the necessary reps to really be judging them off of preseason, so. I'm going to say, you know, everybody gets it done by week one, because the mentality changes when the real regular season begins.
You know, preseason is different from regular season, and regular season is different from the playoffs. And we already know how that goes. So I'm not going to be a big judge on what they do in preseason just yet. I'm going to wait till, you know, the second, third week of the regular season to see if how their plan continues. Now, if it continues after the second, third week of the regular season, then we're going to have a problem. But right now, you know, just get into some football shape. Make a couple of hits. Keep yourself healthy and, you know, let's see what you can do when it really counts.
Wow. You got a lot of guys that didn't play. I got a question about preseason, too. We have all these first-teamers playing, honestly, only two series, basically. Let's just not play them to the third preseason game. Because let's be honest, none of them are really playing. I saw Richard Sherman the other day play against Denver. I saw Akeem Talib make a tackle. Damn near hurt himself. Damn near killed himself. Save it for the regular season. That's what we're paying for. And they want to add more games. Man, this is crucial, man. This is crucial. You know, but getting back to the topic at hand. What do you got else that's hot and blazing in NFL for me? What you got? What the streets talking about, Ro?
Well, you know, in this NFL game, the New England Patriots and Gronkowski, he hasn't been cleared for contact just yet, and that's going to be a big storyline, you know, to see when exactly he's going to be ready to get out there and get on the field. You know, that right now in the preseason, it's just all about who can remain healthy. And, you know, we seeing these guys go down with concussions and these little ACL injuries. It's, you know, the sniper is always doing his duty in the league, man. So we just hoping that these guys can keep it together and make sure that they can get ready for week one. But I want to ask you, you know, the number one pick, Jadeveon Clowney, was out here in Arizona over the weekend with the Houston Texans, played only two series, didn't really do too much, just got out there and ran around for a minute. But the Arizona Cardinals put it on them boys, 32-0, Boogie. And I'm just surprised, and I want to ask you, which surprises you more? The points that Arizona was able to put up on the Houston Texans, or the fact that the Houston Texans didn't show up at all for the preseason game?
I'm kind of, you know, that's good for the Cardinals. They're looking like they're coming in, you know what I'm saying? They're getting their thing together, and they really trying to play. I'm more impressed with the Cardinals than I am with the Texans, because we know that the Texans are, you know, rebuilding, but with the Cardinals, it's win now. I think the Cardinals are going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, out of the NFC West.
I think they're going to go to the playoffs.
So which one of the big out of the big three, which one of the other two gonna get knocked off? It's gonna be San Francisco, or it's gonna be the Seattle Seahawks?
It's gonna be San Francisco, and it's gonna be the St. Louis Rams. They're not ready yet.
Ooh, boy, that's tough.
So, yeah, I'm really looking. I'm looking to see. I don't think San Francisco is gonna come back, but hey, they might have three teams make it to the playoffs this year. It's going to, you know, it can happen.
It can happen. It's going to be tough. That NFC, boy, all the way up, north, south, east, and west, is just unpredictable. And anything can happen, we definitely going to see.
Yeah, I was a little impressed with Jadeveon Clowney. He played hard. Proud of him, actually, what he did. So did a heck of a heck of a job the other night, and what he did. So, big ups to the Davian Clown. He wasn't clowning around. So, I give him his props. But you know, I'm not impressed. And like the coach said for the Texans, you know, it's 32-0 in the preseason. You can do nothing but go up. They need a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, so every team in the league nowadays, if you want to do well, you need a good quarterback. So, you know, let me ask you this. Any other teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that you think will make the playoffs and make a run this year out of the AFC and NFC? Who do you think?
There could be a number of teams. Like you mentioned about the Arizona Cardinals, they could definitely be one of the teams who could come out of the NFC West because of the fact, you know, they got Bruce Arians. And with Bruce Arians, he is a guy who has changed the atmosphere for the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC. Another team that I think that just might be able to make it to the playoffs out of the NFC is going to be the Chicago Bears. You guys, the Green Bay Packers, were able to knock them off in the last week of the season, last season. And I think that if it comes down to it again, I believe that Chicago might just be able to take you guys just like you did last season to the very last minute of the game. And, you know, pull out a convincing win. In the AFC, it's going to be tough. I know that the Kansas City Chiefs made the playoffs last year, but the way that they came in and went out was not good. So if I had to pick a team that I think that would do better in the playoffs this year, I would say the Kansas City Chiefs just might be that team that could get it done and move a little bit further than what they did. It's so hard to say the Houston Texans, but I like Phillip Rivers. I'm going to say the San Diego Chargers just might have an opportunity to do some things that they haven't done in the past as well. So they just might be able to get it done and, We gonna see. Some of these teams are geared up and getting ready after having a disappointing season last season. So we'll definitely see if those teams can rebuild and rebound off of what happened last season. So let's see if they can actually get it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Let's see if these people can get it done. You know, man. We about to go to a quick commercial. Man, get in the asylum, holler at a couple people, see what we got. We come back, man, we're going to talk about this Tony Stewart situation, man. Should he be indicted on manslaughter charges, involuntary manslaughter charges, or what, man? It's the street. 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You know what I mean?
Can I comment on that before we go to a break? Because I do not want to forget about
that.
Yes,
you can. Yes, you can.
I'm going to say this, L Boogie. I'm going to say this about that. L Boogie, in this NASCAR business, man, I understand that this is a violent sport, and you it's a judgment call on when you are crashing into somebody. L Boogie, NASCAR is the only sport or the only event to where guys really can take you out for no reason at all. And the incident that was caused by Tony Stewart and what happened at Watkins Glen over the weekend, L Boogie, it's almost as atrocious as what happened to Michael Brown. For the simple fact of this, NASCAR is the only sport where these guys, if they get in an accident, they can jump out their car, they can run, throw the helmet at the car that's passing by, talk trash to the guy who's passing by. You know what I'm saying, El Boogie? And this guy who you upset at that caused you to have an accident is in a moving vehicle, where these guys know nothing but more than 178 miles an hour. And you want to have the nerve, you want to have the nerve to run over in front of a car and try to talk trash as if, El Boogie, there should not be any charges filed against Tony Stewart for the simple fact that this guy was, he was on the track. You want to take on a moving vehicle. We don't, El Boogie, when people are coming by in your car and you in the crosswalk and you see a car coming pretty fast, what do? We back up. Like, damn, he was moving kind of fast. We might give him the finger or something. You know what I'm saying, man? Slow down. You didn't see me. But, El Boogie, when you put yourself on the track and trying to talk trash while a guy is, you know, doing his job, you bound to get hit. And that's what happened. And so, for me, I know it's sad, but there should not be any charges against Tony Stewart. That's just how I feel, for the simple fact that this guy, he came onto the track. What else am I supposed to do? I'm trying to get away from the dude, but this dude don't want me to. That's just me, El Boogie. I'm sorry. I just had to go off on that one, man. I don't know. That one blew my mind.
Blow your mind. Let me ask you this, man. If them cops shot a white kid, what would have happened?
It would have been a riot. It still would have been a riot down there in St. Louis, man. The white people just would have been doing it this time, man. You can't be shooting the teenagers nowadays, man. You just can't.
Man. It's crazy. It's frenzy. It's Maniac Monday, man. And it's football season. Boom! Let's go, super producer. It's your boy, T-Ro L. Boogie. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. We hot.
Some of the best fruit from out of the bay. Unwrapped it quick, then rewrapped it quicker. And sealed it with the liquor to make it thicker. To slow down the pace so I don't burn my trees up. I'm already stuck. Life shackles on my feet. The sticky won't let me stand up. But we can still have a ball. The strawberry coffee, a little bit of dipper. Make a whole shake out of draws. Even got some purple stuff that stick on the wall. Oh my God, I ain't playing with y'all. These ain't no pantyhose. I don't want no run in front. So I smoke with those that try to smoke my weed up. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. Cause you slip, you definitely won't be on this shit. And I'm gonna smoke one flip, then I'm gonna smoke two splits. Yeah. And by the time you know it, I done smoked 10 flips. Yeah. I'm not a Martian, but I'm hotter way than ever been. Uh-oh. Off that OD car kick, getting blowed away. On your face is priceless. From A Z to Z, we got the good green bright shit to make you feel right. Shit, beat it up all night. Shit, I stepped off the mothership and jumped on the mic, bitch. Now I'm walking on the clouds, playing with the stars. We gon' smoke an ounce of Kush, fuck buying out the bar. Purple Romulan, strawberry cream, Luke Skywalker, and the price is right. It's all Bob Barker. I've been eating edibles and I can't move. I'm glued to the chairs, hard to walk in concrete shoes. My eyes are open, my body's numb. A lot of fine.
bitches in, I'm with the baddest one. I'm in the club with the vaporizer pen smoking wax. I know some of y'all saying, some Georgia's and shit, you ain't ready for a doctor, prescribe the antidote for the medical. Next time you see me, follow your nose, and you'll find me in the back of the show getting blown. Cause we go.
Yeah, that's a hippie thug family, you know, repping the West Coast. We the Cajuns, man, they're my boys, man. You know what it is. Get it in. D-Crazy. Man, big shout out to my dude, D-Crazy, man. L Boogie had a little incident this weekend. Had to go to the hospital, Pippin. So hopefully everything be going good with my dude, D-Crazy. Poet, EJ, Izzy, Dirt, Black, you know. My homies over there. But yeah, Boogie, my bad, man. I didn't mean to go hard, man, on the Tony Stewart situation. You think he should be charged with some charges for killing the dude on the track, L Boogie?
Yes, he should be charged. How I should just kill him, man. Yeah, he should be charged. You ran somebody over. You need to do at least 6 months in the joint. Guys are going to jail for DUIs. Tony needs to sit in the spot for a minute.
You think it was on purpose? I mean, the guy only just ran on the track. He just ran on the track, Elvis.
Yeah, I know, but like I keep saying, money talk. Just like with the Mike Brown situation. Dante Stallworth ran somebody over in a DUI. What'd he do? Did a little bit of 30 days. He did 30 days in jail and settled out of court with the family. See what we do? We do things like that. And like I said, we back, and I'm still talking about the Mike Brown situation world. What street quest tonight? What athlete gonna stand up and not be liked? And don't worry about endorsements dropping you. Where's my leaders at who's ready to take a stand and understanding that you might get assassinated? Who's ready to die, like Biggie Smalls would say? Man, but let me get on something else. I'm not going to be a male chauvinist. If you've been watching Little League World Series, man, the young lady, Monet Davis, she out there mowing people down. I'm talking about she mowing them down. Is she going to play? Is she going to play in the league? She said she want to challenge Kurt. She want to challenge my man Kershaw to a pitch-off.
Whatever. You can't do what that dude's doing.
And you know what's beautiful about it? It's a young black young lady.
I heard she
plays basketball.
I heard she got a wicked, what was that? That slide, I heard it was wicked.
Real wicked. Stand up, black America. Stand up, minority community. Period. I'm listening, bro.
No, go ahead. Talk to me.
If I shoot a cop, I go to jail for life. What'd he get? He get administrative leave with pay. Where they do that at? Only in America, baby. Only in America. Ain't that what Don King said?
Boy, I thought you knew.
Very upset,
yeah.
Ro.
It is, man. It's very upsetting. Hey, and you know, when we be in the streets, man, we get to talk about certain topics, man. The asylum get hot and the lines start blowing up. And so, El Boogie, here's what we going to do, man. I know we usually take the callers from the asylum on the other end of the aisle. But, hey, man, we got to get somebody in right now, man, because they said they ready to talk about the Tony Stewart incident, man. Did Tony Stewart hit him on purpose or was it an accident? Should he be charged with the criminal charges or should we let him ride? But we going to take it to the asylum. Because, you know, this guy right here been checking in with us a lot. We didn't get to talk to him on Friday, but we got him today. So we got the big homie Nacho, you know, in the asylum, El Boogie. You want to talk about the Tony Stewart incident? Nacho, what's up? You on the streets, man. It's what we do, man. It's your boy El Boogie and T-Row. What's happening?
What's happening? Go Pack Go, first and foremost. Secondly, I got to say, it, regardless of it was an accident or not, Tony Stewart deserves no time in jail. He deserves nothing. It's an occupational hazard. If some dumbass on the bench wants to stand up and walk on the field and he gets cracked in his head with a helmet and dies on the field, that's his dumb fault. It's not the player who's running full speed down the field's fault. So this guy wants to race and get mad at Tony Stewart for bumping him, which regardless of the fact or not, I believe he bumped him on purpose, and everyone else does, so that's not the point. But you don't then get out of your car and get on the field of play, which is the street, which is dirt road, where vehicles at least 2,000 pounds are hurling down at you. One already narrowly misses you before Tony Stewart even gets close to him. So if the first driver is not so aware of the fact that this guy is walking out instead of walking sideways, as Tony Stewart might have thought he was doing, was walking down the track, not across the track, so to speak. So he narrowly misses it. So how is it Tony Stewart's fault that this guy gets out of his vehicle, a man gets out of his vehicle to yell at another person? And I know it's done in NASCAR a lot. It's done all over this sport of racing. They get out of their vehicles and they try and yell and get mad at another car or a driver in another car going at a minimum of 120 miles an hour. It's nonsensical. To Stephen A. it up, it's asinine, asa 10, asa 11. It's ridiculous that a man's going to get out of this car and go straight towards a vehicle. It doesn't make sense to me. And to hold the person in the vehicle accountable for someone out of his control walking in the line of his vehicle, and especially in NASCAR when they're going 200 miles an hour, it doesn't make sense to hold him accountable. To make him in the same retro spectrum area as Brown is ridiculous. Because that man was drunk, not in work, and was out with a friend and killed his friend. That's totally different than two guys who are in a professional sport doing what they do professionally, and one wants to have the nonsensical idea to stand on a road where cars are going by him. If it wasn't Tony Stewart, it would have been somebody else, and it wouldn't have been their fault. That's all I got to say.
Good point, Nacho. The streets. That was a great point. He said he got in the streets. Hey, it's a hazard, right? He needs to read the back of the contract where it says, hey, you at your own risk.
What they say in boxing, El Boogie?
Man, you better look at the back of that ticket or the back of that contract where in the fine print where it says, compete at your own risk.
And protect mm-hmm. yourself at all times.
Nacho, let me ask you this. This is a twofold question. I know you've been, you know, critiquing the NFL preseason. First of all, you live in Arizona. We already know mm-hmm. about the Pack. We're not even going to discuss them. But what impressed you about mm-hmm. the Cardinals? And secondly, Secondly, do you, you know, I know it's been trending on Twitter and all. What do you think about Jotty Money's first performance? Do you get a chance to look, see any of that or hear about that?
First with the Cardinals, man, I think they're outstanding. Like I said, I don't root for them. I don't really care for them, but because I live here, I'm forced to watch and as the love for the game, you know, I don't necessarily change the channel when professional sports are on, especially NFL. So I watch them a lot, and I do get the info on them, and they impress me. And coming out against that Houston Texans defense, and Carson Palmer coming out and hitting on all cylinders, and they had a couple penalties back them up, and that didn't even seem to bother them, and they kept marching. And I watched that whole series. I watched the whole first few drives that they had. They looked good. Defense was pretty much the same what we expected there. They're going to be, you know, a standout defense again. So it definitely backs up my pick that they make the playoffs. I do feel very confident about these Cardinals. I'm not a fan, like I said, but, you know, I game respect, real respect the game, or however the saying goes. It's just, you know, watching these guys progress, too, from being on top of the world in, I believe it was 07 or 08 when they went to the Super Bowl, to being on the bottom of the world for the next couple years. They've progressed really well. And I'm excited to see them play, and I might even go to a game this year because I've been to that stadium for the Fiesta Bowl a couple of times, but never for an NFL game. So maybe I might check them out this year, see how good they actually play in person. But yeah, I'm excited about the Cardinals. Jonny Money is Jonny Money. I've had him starting Week One since he was drafted with the Browns. I'm ready for him to go. I think it's all a formality. They had to give Hoyer his just due because he did look well before the injury. So, you know, you got to give him, you know, some credit. But
right.
Johnny's going to do what Johnny's going to do. Like you said, Jonny Money's Jonny Money. He's the man, you know, and I don't want to, like, be the – Actually, you know what? I'll do it. You know, I'm the leader of the bandwagon, if you want to call it, man. I'm on it. I've been on it since 2 years ago when he won the it's going on 3 years now since he won the Heisman. I've been a fan. He does things that no other quarterback can possibly do, and he does things that no other quarterback should do, and he makes it work. So I think he's just going to be a winner in this league. If they can get a great team around him, do something about the receivers and get it going, they can, you know, they can make some noise in the next couple of years, maybe get some draft picks. But, you know, I'm just tired of everyone getting on Jonny Money. You got to get off them. Don't compare them to – and I hear this comparison a lot because they're young and they're competitive and they're winning, and it's the RG3 and Andrew Luck comparison of how they were so quiet and they were so – they didn't make too much noise and they weren't out getting pictured. Well, Andrew Luck and RG3 were married coming into the NFL. So they had sirloin steak at home. They weren't trying to go out and have, you know, In-N-Out burger. Mr. Jonny Money's not tied down to anything or anyone. So he can do whatever he wants. So don't compare two people or three people, and two of them have, you know, wifeys at home that are making sure they're doing their due diligence to make sure their money is safe. But what, Jonny Money doesn't have anyone. So there's a little bit of perspective you got to take into that when you say, you know, RG3 and Andrew Luck weren't out partying. It's because they couldn't go out partying. That's why they weren't out partying. Don't get it wrong, man. That young men with money want to hit the party. And when you can hang out with Drake and everyone else, who wouldn't? And the only ones who are mad about that are the ones who are so haterish that they want to hang out with those people so bad that they mad that Jonny Money's already hanging out with them. That's the only reason why they hate him. So just get off his back, let him win, and let him beat these people in the AFC North, and then we'll talk then, because you know, he did what he was supposed to do, and you know, he made some things happen, and I'm just tired of it. So let's just get this regular season rolling. You know, let's just get rid of these last two regular preseason games and make them regular season. So we can get it. So we can get our football faster.
Right. Hey, Nacho. That boy, Jonny Money.
He ain't worried about getting no girlfriend or getting a wife. He going to be the Derek Jeter of football. He going to date all the big time names. He ain't worried about getting married.
He going to be dating Miley Cyrus in a minute. Nacho. Nacho, I know you got your ear to the street. I know you in the world. What do you think about this Mike Brown situation, man? What's your opinion on it? What's your take, man? Talk to me, Nacho.
What's the latest on it? I haven't heard too much. I just know that I think he should be locked up for life. You can't go kill your best friend in a DUI. I don't think there should be any more discussion about it. I don't know if there's anything new, but he should be locked up for life. That's killing someone. And the fact that you killed your best friend and a teammate, regardless of anything, he's going to have to live with that.
Wow, that's something new to me. I was talking about the Mike Brown young man who was gunned down in St. Louis, who was shot by the police in Missouri.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear about that. I thought you were talking about the Cowboys gentleman who DUI killed his team.
Oh, yeah.
That was Brown, too,
wasn't it? Yeah.
I thought you was talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we keep our ear to the street, and I got a quote from Young Jeezy, what he said. He said, "It's a shame in today's society. We got to protect our loved ones from those who are sworn to protect us. We have to stand strong together and let our voices be heard across the nation. Not tolerate innocent children being slain. Hashtag save our children. Hashtag St. Louis stand up."
That's what's up. That's from Jesus.
I feel a little unintelligent right now because I've been so enshrined and warped in the preseason in the NFL that I forgot to keep my mind set to real life. And see, this is an eye-opener for me. I want to thank you guys right now because this is
That's
opening my eyes.
The
NFL is not my life, you know what I'm saying? I go to work and I think about the NFL, and it's a love of my life, and I hope to do something in the entertainment NFL business, but I'm just realizing now that I gotta keep my eyes open to the world, and I want to thank you because I'm going to look that up and get my mind right. Thanks, the streets, you know, that's what we do, right?
That's what
no
we
question.
Do, baby. That's why we're here, man.
And Nacho, to also just give you a couple things, this is what I pose to the street, is that we have all these athletes and entertainers. They've said nothing. They have the platform. They're intimidated for stepping outside their realm and losing endorsements on saying things that the world doesn't like. You know, we can put on hoodies for Trayvon Martin, but after a year, let's think. Some of us has forgotten about that slang. We are, as you know, we're using the streets as a platform, you know, to take a stand, and you wanting to be in the sports and entertainment, you know, gamut. We all need to understand we got a voice and a platform to let it be heard, man. We are not, you know, here to be liked. We're here to be respected and to be listened to, and you can take it, you know, because everybody has their opinion. That's what the streets is all about. You know, we're politically incorrect. You know, so I'm waiting for an athlete, your LeBron James, your Kevin Durant, your Adrian Petersons, your Sam Bradfords. He's the franchise quarterback down there in St. Louis. Is you going to take a stand? So I'm waiting for these guys to take a stand. And see, look how sports does this, Nacho. Perfect example. It masks us. From the reality of what's really going on. Man, I thank you for calling and listening here, Nacho, every Monday and Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I will do. Thank you. Thank you. Go Pack Go. 2014.
All right, Nacho. That's my dude right there, El Boogie. Yeah, man, great point about, you know, he has some insightful points, El Boogie. You brought it to the light, El Boogie. Also, you know, it ain't entertainment news, but it's street news, baby.
You already know, and I like his point about you being on that track, and you got to protect yourself at all times, man. Like the Wu-Tang would say, man, protect your deck, protect your neck, man. It's the Wu.
Yeah, it's a sad situation, man, that, you know, it had to come down to that. But, you know, NASCAR is the only sport I know. They just run out there, El Boogie, like, you know, you just go stop this car that's going 100. What you going to do? What that little 188 pounds going to do with this car coming right at you? I just, it's amazing to me, man. It trips me out, dog.
Man, shout out to Unc, man. He listening in. He tuning in. You know what I mean? And I know he's taking it all the way back, you know what I'm saying, to the streets of, you know, where he's at. So, man, I just want to appreciate everybody for listening in. You know what I mean? We got to go to a quick commercial. When we come back, you know what I mean, we're going to talk about your man Drake, man. A little entertainment news, Drake and your boy Robin Williams, man, apparent suicide. So, Drake had been fined by the NBA. Oh!
No, not Drake. The Toronto Raptors. Drake got the Toronto Raptors fired.
That's what I'm talking about. Drake, the rapper, he's been fired. He's tampering. Oh, it's crazy. Man, it's a street
flag. How can a rapper get a team fined? Boy, that's cold.
He said he rep Toronto, and listen, he going to get him in. To the Raptors. The Raptors ain't going to have to pay that fine. They're going to appreciate what he's saying.
Come on, man. Don't be talking about KD and Drake. What's the problem? What's the problem is?
Drake! Drake! What we do, Brady? Don't touch it off.
Fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night, I went hard, beat to Rock Patron and all. 30 racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from off that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you got you be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All his assets in my rollie, I be chillin'. And I just made a couple million, so I could take care of them children.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles, and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting old, it's even getting old. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay with.
in and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm just trying to win this shit. Devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You wet again, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, I'm trying to hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty, my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati.
Got Patron all day.
It's rock all in my bottle.
We in the field. You already know. Amen. Hey, it was a lot of bottle pouring up in Toronto when, you know, Drake was on one. Cause I'm on one. He got the holler.
KD, you look great in the rapper's uniform. They fired Toronto rappers for that. Are you kidding me?
You can't even talk about being on another team. Does he got stake with the Raptors? He got money invested in them guys. He's part owner.
So you mean to tell me as part owner I can't say what I want to say about anybody at my concert? Give me an idea. Give me a clue of what I can and cannot do.
You read the contract when you signed it. And that's in your contract. As the owner player, you cannot talk to another player about free agency when he's not a free agent. He has to be a free agent first before you can talk to him. He's still under contract with OKC.
So, I mean, is there any beef between Drake and KD, or I'm trying to figure out why, you know, Drake was, you know, had something to say about Kevin Durant all of a sudden, you know what I mean?
He wants Kevin Durant in his organization. What are you talking about? They're pouring bottles. He's on one. It's a lot of bad in the building. Amen. He's screaming free me and KD is at his function. What do you think he's going to say? Man, it would be great to have KD up north and I can go down to Cleveland and see my man's LeBron James. Oh! He was just seen in Cleveland about to buy a house in Shaker Heights. It's about 20 minutes away from the arena. Here we go. Here come the Canucks. Here come the Canadians. Are they going to be singing the Canadian national anthem at the Cavs games now? Good thing they got rid of
and
getting out of here. They might have been. Because you got Bennett. You
front,
have
bro.
Bennett.
They just might have to.
Right. Wow. It's going down, man. But on another note, our main's man from Mork and Mindy, Mrs. Dowfire. 909-0. He's up there now. He's up there. He's in Ork right now. He's in heaven, Ork. And I just want to, you know what I'm saying, people really don't understand the depression that these athletes and these entertainers go through. They think it's all peaches and cream, but it's a lot that goes on behind the scenes with these entertainers, man. When I say entertainers, I mean athletes who's getting paid as well. The paparazzis, the baby mamas and daddies. You might be married in the industry. It's a dirty game. It makes you do different things. All that money. You got the, oh, my goodness. If you got money, you think you can do anything you want. You try anything. Think you're above the law. I mean, And then we look at something else, and then they're bankrupt. They might be living on a yacht that's ported in Florida. They might be living in a trailer. Who knows? Man, what's your take on Robin Williams, man?
When I first got the report that, you know, it just glanced across the screen that, you know, Robin Williams dead at the age of 63, and I was like, wow, you know. And then I start, you know, you start flipping channels, L Boogie, so you can see what the different news stations are saying about this sudden death of this certain individual. And I put it on CNN, bam, Robin Williams died at 63. I get to Fox News, and Fox News says Robin Williams dead of apparent suicide. Now I'm like, wait, that's a different way. Hold on. First you just said he was dead. Now you're telling me it's an apparent suicide? So I hope that, you know, Robin Williams didn't take his life because, you know, in the Bible, man, that's not right. You know, so I'm just hoping that I hope that the media don't jump to conclusions about, you know, how this guy took his life or how he ended up, you know, on the other end. But, you know, let's praise Robin Williams for the things that he did up until this point, because this guy was a stand-up guy. He was a funny individual. And, you know, L Boogie, like you say, we don't know what these guys realize. You know, we just get to see what we see on screen. And so, you know, what I can remember about Robin Williams, he was a funny individual, man. Every time I saw him on anything, it was all about, you know, making somebody laugh and making somebody feel good. So for me, I'm going to keep those good memories of Robin Williams alive, you know, no matter, you know, how this ends up coming out, whether it be a suicide attempt or if he just lost his battle with living, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's going to be a lot of information coming out, so I'm going to wait till then. But like I said, man, I'm going to hold on to those happy memories of Robin Williams, because everything I saw made me laugh and made me, you know, kind of touch the heart when I saw his movies and the things that he was doing on TV. So, you know, that's what I'm going to remember, man. It's just a sad situation, man. If it's a suicide, that's just sad, L. But why all that money and you got to kill yourself? I mean, yeah, cut yourself 1,000 times with a $100 bill and see if that'll take your life. That'll be worth it instead of, you know, taking yourself out if you did. It's just a sad situation, brother.
Yeah, very, very sad situation. But let me just ask you this, though. I mean, there's no reason why when people commit suicide. But my thing is though, like, what could it be? We always think that these guys are, you know, have everything that, you know, that they need, but we don't, you know, we don't see the undermath. Like, you know, we've seen it. We know athletes and entertainers, you know what I mean? But, you know, we know that they're everyday people, and they have problems just like we have problems. You know what I mean? I was just at the park the other day with an 11-year veteran named Ruben Patterson. And, you know, I just feel, you know, how he called me, you know, the OG. And we just rapping and we just talking about life and the things that, you know what I'm saying, that's going on and whatnot in the streets. So, you know, it's difficult to muster. You know what I mean? But you wonder why. We can, you know what I'm saying, say this or that, but we don't know. And remember this, a lot of guys, for an example, in the NFL, they blame it on they blame it on, you know what I'm saying, the concussion situations. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. You know, Do you blame him on that, or you know what I'm saying? You know, Junior Seau, your band Dorsey's for, you know, Chicago used to play your Andre Waters in Philadelphia. So I mean, what all goes into it, bro? When you talk about that?
When I first heard, you know, like I said, when I was flipping the channels and I got to Fox News and they were reporting that he had a heart condition, man. And with that heart condition, they thinking that the meds or whatever the situation was, he was also depressed. And by being depressed, he was popping them pills or whatnot, but doing, you know, things that weren't good. And, you know, this eventually, you know, caught up to him, and that's what we're hearing about today. So I'm not going to just say what I think. I'm waiting until I get all the information out there. But the guy, Dr. Drew, that has the show on Instagram, trying to clean up the celebrities up, the celebrity sober house, you know what I mean? He's the one giving his points and views on what he thought he was doing. So I'm just going off of that because he seems a little bit more knowledgeable about, you know, what certain celebrities are going through, because, you know, that's just the information that I got off of what I was watching, you know. So I really don't know if it's just sad. And for these guys to take their lives, it could be something mental. It could be the medication. I mean, we never know, L Boogie. That's why we depend on these doctors to give us, you know, a whole report on actually what may have caused them to take their lives.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's sad, you know, when you're in the streets and, you know what I'm saying, things like this, you know, happen. So, man, shout out to the Robin Williams family, man. He was only 63 years old, you know. Man, did Michael Jackson commit suicide? Or was it?
No, he had somebody do it for him.
They helped him do it. They inflicted it on him with the pills. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
They put the man in jail, the doctor, to justify, you know what I'm saying, that my man MJ committed suicide. Wow. Ooh-wee. It's a dirty game. It's a dirty game. Man, you listen to the streets with your boy L Boogie, T-Row. You know what I mean? Shouts out to my man Jewel, the G. You know what I mean? Rue, Sean Ray, all the guys. Blue Z, man, Uncle. I feel you. I see you, baby. Streets, man. It's happening every day. When are one of our athletes going to stand up and say, forget these endorsements? I'm taking a stand, and I'm upset, and I'm mad, and I'm getting in people's pockets. Just like I said, you know how you get in people's pockets? You don't let them go to court. All the black players should have sat down and not played in the Clippers game and across the NBA. You turning your jerseys inside out, you still wearing that man's uniform. LeBron, where you at?
Man, I'm right here, man.
Andre McClutch, where you at? Michael Jordan, where you at?
They going to get it together, L Boogie. They going to make a stand. And let me ask you this, man. What's up with your boy Greg Oden, dog? He done went out and punched his ex-girlfriend right in the face, left the scene, went to his mama house, and that's where the police found him and took him to jail. He got out the same day, but now he's been charged for punching his girl, his ex-girl, straighten up face. Is his girlfriend 7 feet tall?
No, she's not.
So why in the hell did he punch her in the face? Hey, he done pulled the ring right and said, look, you see, he went to jail and they give it him. They about to put it on him. He ain't going to get no 2 games of pitch.
Yeah, that's ugly, bro.
I can't believe Greg Oden did it to his ex-girl. Come on, Gio, you better than that. Let me ask you about this. Your boy Paul George say he ain't going to wear 24 no more. He say he want to wear number 13. So he's going from 24 to 13. So we're going to have PG-13. Is that a good move for your boy Paul George? He pulling a Kobe?
He's pulling a Kobe, but I need your game to come back like Kobe's. I need your game to come back like PG-13. Paul George, baby. And I know you're going to take this year off. And listen to this, Paul. With technology and your will, you can do it. Listen to this, bro. You seen my leg. You see what I went through. And I wasn't even in my 20s when my accident happened. If I can come back and run up and down the court and be sufficient, I think Paul George will be okay if he takes a year off. And I think the 13 is going to do well for him. Start anew, baby. And on the Greg Oden side, you know what G.O. stand for?
What it stand for?
Go straight to jail. Are you kidding me? You don't watch ESPN, Greg Oden. You don't watch the news. You know that if you just put a finger, and you have a big finger, you put a finger on a female, or you verbally abuse her and she feels threatened, you are in the wrong. You have to alleviate yourself from the situation. But listen, man, it's like the feds. It's like First 48. When is the first place they're going to check? Your mama's house?
Your mama's house.
Mama. They check your mama's house, man. Then they check your cousin's house. Because you got a favorite auntie that you go to that you can't tell mama everything.
Can't run and tell mama.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with Gio, man, but I know he's going straight to jail. Imagine a 7-footer in the pen, man. He can't have no contraband.
He ain't knowing.
Man, let me give you a couple people, bro. You know, I'll give you a couple people, top 10 movie stars who've committed suicide, man. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Hugh O'Connor. You know what I mean? You got, you know, Diane Barrymore. You got Spalding Gray. You got some youngins, Jonathan Brandis. Remember him? He owned a sitcom, Sequest. You got,
yeah.
And he was young, bro. He was young. You know, oh, man. It's your boy, LT Rowe. We in the streets. We got a lot of questions tonight. Man, the show is tremendously hot. The people calling in, you know what I mean? We appreciate you listening and tuning in to what's going on. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's your boy, T. Rowe, L. Boogie, in the studio. Bro, I done got out the cast. Now I'm in the boot, man. I got to tell the world I'm rebuilding. Paul George, I'm with you. I'll be back. Like the Terminator.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
I like the way that sounds.
I just want to walk right.
Gotta walk gently.
Oh, man. It's crazy. It's frenzy, man. It's Monday. And we going in. I'm very amped. And like I said, I'm just trying to, you know, put my voice out there to the world, you know, about what just happened yesterday. Sad situation, but, you know, it's going on all over the country. You know, and I know we have a little platform, but for the athletes and entertainers that have one, I don't want hashtags and the tweets and the Facebook comments. I need you to walk to D.C. I need you to go up there and bear arms on the property and have the president come out and remove you, because you want something done. If you shoot back at the police and you got a gun, are you going to jail, man? Why can't he go to jail after he shoot at you once? Maybe get your attention, but then he just keeps going and he practices more than you. Come on. He practices shooting a gun more than you. All this old, I got a right to bear arms, but when I bear it, I'm going to jail or the graveyard. So guess what? I'm going down in a blaze of glory.
Close your eyes and aim for anything.
Listen, man, when you combine nonviolence and by any means necessary, you have something. We're looting, and I hear, you know, our black people on the news in Missouri saying, yes, yeah, we deserve, yeah, they had it coming. Really? Is that going to bring back Michael Brown? Is that going to save the life of another kid? Because it's going to come again. It didn't save Mike Brown's life because guess what? Everybody thought we took a stand in the Trayvon Martin case. And look, it's going to happen again and again. And I say it again. Take some money. You get in these people's pocket, it's all about guns and butter, man. Guns and butter. We need to understand we haven't done anything yet. They quiet us with the money. Let's get, man. And it's not about reading a book. It's in our face, man. It's in our face. And I'm saying this because I come from them streets. I seen my father get shot 6 times. He survived it. I've seen police grab people, man. I've seen situations. But you cannot tell me that we can't be that rose that comes from the concrete. Let that rose come from the concrete. Stop stepping on it. But guess what? We let them step on it. We'd rather be a dandelion. It's a lot of them. Stay with me, streets. Oh, man. Let me stop, man. Let's go to the commercial. It It's your boy T-Row L Boogie, 347-855-8896. Three questions of the night. Who going to take that stand? Because if you take the stand, are you ready to die? Are you ready? No. We got fake thugs. Yeah, I'm calling them out. They know who they are. We got fake thugs that's going to get on TV and talk a lot. And ain't nothing going to happen. We're going to put our hoods on. What we going to do down there? What we going to do? Put a Rams T-shirt on for the St. Louis? Nelly, get down there and take a stand, man. Go stand on somebody's steps. Get your sleeping bag out. Ain't we tired of it? What my $3 going to do, bro? On the steps of City Hall. Man, it's time for somebody to go sit up there, man, with Obama. Jigga, where you at? Come on, man. It's your boy. Let's go.
We down south on that West Dope. Got an OZ of that OG. And ain't shit for sale. I'ma smoking like I'm smoking. Ain't got shit to do, might as well. Hell, sail down sunset. I ain't have fun yet. If I can't find a dime, I might have to call a bitch. Gotta keep a show pussy. It's better than no pussy. I think ahead, that's why I'm ahead of most of y'all slow rookies. Women, weed, and weather. Send us back to that cheddar. My team gon' eat forever. Them hog niggas so clever. Trendsetters, stay fly. Every day I stay high. Bitches flagging down the marrow when they see me pass by. Burning rubber. At home known as a heavy clubber. Through Toby, I can cut her, but don't never ever love her. Bought this mother from the Kush smoke in my car. On papers and filters, I'm trying to put down them guards.
Killer Cali gon' get blown. A couple stacks might get thrown. Ride foreign, ride slab. That candy blue, that tan rag. It fall back, that trunk up. We come down, we
come up.
We bangin' screw in that switcher house. That Ryan C, that Michael White. Side hit Scott, kill the lot. They doin' shit that your nigga not. I ride blaze in 84s. But catch me up in them super posts. Or maybe up in them 100 strokes. We move around in that super sport. Nigga, ain't no lie, we did it. Real life shit, this ain't no gimmick. Really get chips, really hit these licks. And I really came through when hit your bitch. My paint be candy, cup be white. Put that purple in that Sprite. Did that way before that hype. So we the ones you wanna be like. What a G like, see that be me. Still underground, ain't on TV. But I fuck them hoes, that's on TV. And pass that bitch like CP3. Can't be weak, we them hoes. Hit the boss and the young outlaw. Flyest motherfucker that you ever had saw. Style so rad, cause I'm that rock.
Nigga,
fucking hot.
All about awareness, man. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, let people understand what's going on out here. They mask us. You know what I mean? They mask us with all this, what we doing, to what's really going on in the streets. But we're going to let you know, you know what I mean? We're going to put some awareness to you. We're going to give it all to you. And we challenge We challenge. We got listeners all over the world. You send the numbers. We challenge you. Walk the plank. Step out. And listen. Yeah, we got community activists as far as myself and you, Ro. But like I said, we do this every day. We need the people who are in the media eyes, your Muhammad Ali's, your Gail Sayers, your Jim Browns. We don't want to be liked, we want to be respected. Your Arthur Ashes. Activists, man. You putting a hood on for a year. I told you, we're going to pout about this for a year and a half or two, and then it's going to happen again. We pout about the gas prices, but they keep hiking them up. We keep, you know, we cry as a black community about Louis Vuitton and Polo, about how they make their clothes for, you know, not us, but we still buy it. The streets talk. But back on the sport.
Let me ask you this, man. You know, college football season is right around the corner. And now it's time for the Heisman candidates to be, you know, the names to be thrown out. And we know your boy is going to be on that list. He's going to try to become the second player ever to do it back-to-back years. We're talking about your boy, Winston James. Now, your boy has a hashtag, and you can actually ask him a couple of questions. Hashtag ask Jameis. Are you gonna hit the hashtag and ask your boy some questions about what he thinks about for this upcoming season?
I'ma hashtag him and say, man, get off the hashtag.
Hey man, that's the new big thing. That's how you get that social media can get you some cred.
That's what's wrong with our young people. They too media. Too media, man. Use it when it's necessary.
This is what Florida State is doing for Winston. So you know he got a little secretary that's going, so everything he says, she'll type it out for him. But, you know, Florida State got it jumping off for him. You don't think it's good for him?
No, I don't. I think we need to concentrate on getting our degree first. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a junior academically and worrying about the football field. I think all these distractions, extra, you don't have time to study. I'm not liking what we're portraying as a university over there, and I support their football team. So all this old hashtag, you know, you got all this time to do that. You got a secretary to do that, and, you know, they got to report to you and tell you what they're talking about you. And you got to respond to that for it to be real. You know what I mean? So I'm not liking it. He needs time to do other things. Be a student athlete, man. You know, enjoy it. That's just too much. You know what I mean? Not even in the league, they let you, you know, you got to turn your phone off at some point in time.
Yeah, you right about that. Now, it's big talk, and it's already been stated of the big trade coming up. Now, the coach for the University of Kansas, Bill Self, who had an opportunity to coach Andrew Wiggins last season, said that him going to Minnesota is something that Andrew Wiggins is looking forward to, so he can sit his own way. Do you think that by, you know, Andrew Wiggins now knowing that he's going to be with the Minnesota Timberwolves, that this will increase his chances of being that superstar that everybody's looking for him to be?
Hey, Ro, can I be honest?
Yeah.
I want to get back to this athletes taking a stand. Remember when Craig Hodges played with the Chicago Bulls and he refused to go to the White House? And then after that,
yeah,
you never heard of, did you?
Right.
Remember when Raul, a.k.a. Chris Jackson, yes, he refused to stand during the national anthem, and we never heard of him again, did we?
Nope.
See what I'm saying? We in the streets. When you take a stand, look what they do to you. You don't see that? But we, you know, it's bigger than you. We selling out for the money. Modern day slavery. We ain't seeing it all the way around. They balling you if you step out. Will they do that to you, LeBron? KD, will they do that to you? They put Muhammad Ali in jail. Who's going to take a stand? Who willing to die? Who ready to die? If you're a real activist, you would be. It's a dirty game, man. Dirty game. My fault, Ro. That was just a sidebar. I had to get that in. Just on a, you know, street question of the night for, you know, athletes taking a stand. You had some who done it, and look what happened to them.
Yeah, you definitely get blackballed.
Bro, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. You know how we get it in, man.
I got another. Go ahead. If you got something to say, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, St. Louis, we just gotta keep it together, man. We can't be doing what we're doing out there, man. I know that people are trying
to. It's bigger than St. Louis. It's bigger than St. Louis. They hit it. Listen, Ro. In Cleveland, Ohio, they shot up a car 138 times. The policeman got on top of the car after they shot it up and come to hold. The people in the car had no gun, nothing. Not, man, nothing. They were scared. I just told you they were impaired. They were scared, start running from the police. It has to stop, man. It's happening all over the country. It just so happened it was caught on tape in the loo. It just so happened it was, you know, in the papers in Cleveland. It's all over. It's in Phoenix. It's everywhere. Listen, Ro. They genociding us. The black man about to be extinct in a minute if we ain't careful.
It's a dirty game.
See, we get deep on the show, man. We get in the streets, man. We give it to you from a street perspective. You know what I mean? And like I said before, you know, you're a human being first before you're an athlete. You know, we know you got to make a living. But, you know, that's how it goes down. You know, in the streets, you got to stand for something. You know what I mean? You can't, you know, you can't fall for things, you know, reputation. Make them stand up. No. While we got the man, listen to this, Ro. We got this man for 2 more years, man. He got to do something besides the free health care. He see what's going on out here, man. He got to do something besides letting it be cool on the, you know, letting people have, you know, same-sex marriage. He can't, you know, he got to do something else besides those things. He got to do something. This is ridiculous. And it's been going on, man, since the beginning of time. So, you know, we need some trailblazers. It's about that time, man. It's 2014. We got to get it together, man. So I just want the people to make a stand. You know, shout out to the OG scorekeeper. You know what I mean? Heaven O Youth. sports officials. Man, this is what we do radio, WWDO. You know what I mean? So, Ro is winding down in the Major League Baseball season. You know what I mean? So, I'm intrigued about what's going on. And these one-game playoffs, do you like these new these one-game playoffs that started last year with the, you know, the two wild card teams playing in a one-game playoff to compete in the three-game series?
Yeah, it makes baseball exciting because baseball is different, just like every other sport, when the playoffs begin. And the teams that are playing to get in are usually teams that are real close by record. And they normally are the teams that are in a series right down to the wire. So with that one game, that means everything to both teams brings excitement to the sport of baseball. And if you don't watch baseball any other time, watch that one game, and you'll see how hard these guys are trying to get it in to you know, make it to the three-game series. And it gets pretty crazy in baseball, and I think that hypes up baseball because not a lot of people are baseball fans. But if you was to tune in, and that would be your first game watching a one-game playoff between two teams trying to get into it, it'll change your mind about baseball. So it's a great time when we have a situation like that, because normally when it's that time of the season, we have all the sports going at one time. So I can't wait till the baseball playoffs start anyway, because it just brings more intensity to every sport being played at the time. And it really goes down around that time. So everything is a little bit more exciting. And you just be flipping channels if you don't have more than one TV. If you're not able to look at more than one television, you know, you're flipping channels. You're like, wow, I can't miss none of this. So yeah, I like the one game playoff. I think it brings the best out of the major leagues with what they done added so far to their new rules. So you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a great thing. I'm waiting for that one team to, you know, that wild card team who gets into the one game playoff and win that, and then go to the, you know, World Series. I'm waiting for that wild card team to do that in a new format. Tampa Bay, they beat the Indians, but they lost, you know what I'm saying, to the Red Sox, who had got red hot and eventually won the series, you know, the World Series, that is. So it's going to be very interesting to see, because, you know, in baseball and any really a lot of sports, when you get hot, man, you know what I'm saying? It's a feeling. You know, you go on a run and things get to going in, and, you know, you're seeing the ball better. It's going to be real interesting. So, and the pitching, you know, and timely hitting is all you need in the playoffs. So I'm liking it. I like it. If one thing Bud City didn't do good was this right here. So you know, and people, you know, complain, well, in the wild card, those two should have like a three game series, like a 2 out of 3. I'm like, nah, that's why it's called a wild card, you know, one game playoff, man, let's do it. So, you know, I feel kind of bad. It's a lot of baseball to be played, but I wish my guy DJ can get into the, you know, into the playoffs, man, so he can tip his cap one more time. Yeah, man. Bro, you with me out there? Well, I think we done lost T-Row. But, man, we're going to get some shout-outs. First of all, you know what I mean? I want to give some shout-outs to all the people who called in. Nacho, people checking us out on the web. My people over there in Australia, appreciate you. You know what I mean? Checking us out. Got to connect over there. You know, OG Scorekeeper, having on you, WWDO. Man, shout-out to Benedictine Bengals, man. Hopefully they have a great football season this year. You know what I mean? I told them I'd give them a shout-out tonight. You know what I mean? So, Shout out to everybody tuning in. You know what I mean? So, it's your boy, Boogie, man. Along with T-Row. T-Row, you got some shout-outs before we get out of here? Get back to the cell.
Oh, man. Man, I dropped a phone, man, and had to, you know, get right back on it, man. And, yeah, shout-out, man, to the fam. You know, shout-out to North Park, Texas, Stand Up, you know, Skeetamo, Red, man, Kenfolk, Skywalker, Kenfolk nigga, you know what I mean? Mama, I love you, baby. Pops, I see you, big dog. That's my dude right there, L Boogie, you know what I mean? Yeah, everybody, man, checking us out on the web. It's always great, man, to see them numbers increase, L Boogie, boy. I'm telling you, the numbers getting steep, boys. Ooh, WWDO. Shout out to the sports officials. I missed my dudes yesterday. I can't believe it, man. I forgot all about my dudes, man. Had so much going on, L Boogie, I'm telling you. But, yeah, man, big shout out to, you know, like I said, once again, everybody checking us out on the web, man, from California to Ohio to Texas, man, to Florida, even in overseas, man, you know. Hey, Iraq, get it together, man. Combine it. St. Louis, come on, man. Don't tear your city up, man. Keep it together. New York, we know what's going on everywhere. Cleveland, we know what's going on everywhere, man. Somebody got to take a stand. Somebody got to take a stand. 87.9 out there in Covington, Georgia, man. We love y'all. You know what it is. AJ, I ain't saying what's up to AJ in a minute. You know what I mean? Heaven know. Ah, heaven know. That's what's up. They freed him, L Boogie. See what social media do, L Boogie. They freed OG.
No question, man. Shout out to Hub Heights, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Rube Patterson, man. I told him I was going to give him a shout out, too. So he caught the show for a minute. So, yeah, man, let's do it. You know, tell a friend, tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Streets are talking, man. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We on podcast, too. So go back and listen if you missed it. Let's take a stand, bro. Let's take a stand. It's your boy Boogie, man. Who ready to die? Who ready to die? Man, oh man. And when I say that, they need to understand the message I'm standing behind. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that sarcastically. I'm saying that for real. Man, picture's rolling. We got to get out of here, man. We got to pay the bills. Catch you on Friday. Oh, let's go.
It's going down. WWDO Radio. It's the streets, baby. What we do, L Boogie. Do well. We see you, baby. Gotta fit this though.
I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady twangin'. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remain, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.